Hi, Sander. How are you? And how does one get along and function in a busy workplace? I know this isn't as simple as it sounds.
Well, this is something that all our listeners should really take careful note of, because we're all in it every day. At least most of us are in it. So here are things from Gary Bernison, who someone I really admire. Gary Bernison is the CEO of Korn Ferry, the largest global executive recruiting firm. And here's a column that he wrote, which I really love, and I keep close to my heart. Okay, number one. So here are the things you want to deal with your colleagues. Okay, ego is not your amigo. So don't waste your time thinking you have the power to fix others or contemplating how much better the world would be if you were in charge. It starts with you modeling the behaviors you want to see in others. So it starts with you, okay? Your ego and your behavior. Okay, hit the pause button, number two. When you are triggered by something that someone else says or does, and that goes, you know, you just have to pause between the stimulus and your reaction. Speak too fast and you'll regret it later. And that does double if you're furiously thumbing an email or text to respond to the latest annoyance. Very important. Okay, next. Remember the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Show a little humility and remember your humanity. Even saying good morning or thank you goes a long way. Next, make others feel better after every interaction. Early in my career, someone gave me some amazing advice. People should always feel better after they've spoken with you, even if it's a difficult conversation. Focus on the issues that need to be acknowledged and the problems that can't be ignored. Seek out the opinions of others. Very important. It has to be drilled into all our heads. Seek out the opinions of others. We are not the ultimates. Five. Understanding others before being understood. You know, if you all remember our readers out there among Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, one of my favorites is, quote, seek first to understand, then be understood. What makes others tick? What's important to them? View your coworkers through the lens of seeking to understand them. Not easy. You have to be patient, but it's a very important rule. Next, be open to feedback. In almost any workplace conflict, you're either part of the problem or part of the solution. Maybe you didn't start it, but if you complain to any and all who will listen and play passive-aggressive games, you are escalating the problem. These habits may be so ingrained, you may not even be aware of your own behaviors. And I know, I've been in it. Get feedback from a mentor or a trusted advisor, especially if the conflict is with your boss. Okay, next. Stop the gripe sessions. What do you really get out of feeding the negativity by talking about what they said or did today? You're only increasing the stress for yourself and your coworkers. Unless there is a breach of ethics or integrity, which is a human resource issue, let it go and move on. Next, assume the better motive. Your boss gives you a last-minute assignment late on Friday and needs it done by midday Monday. Your coworker announces there's a major problem, and suddenly you're dragged in to help solve it. This happens all the time in organizations. Priorities shift and things escalate. When in doubt, assume the better motive. And finally, ask for and offer help. Virtually everyone is good at something, And chances are the people around you have the strength that you lack and vice versa. Okay? Very important to remember that. The more clearly you can see others, the better you'll understand how to work with them. Work.
Go.
And just remember, finally, you won't work miraculously change your relationships at work. You're not going to be able to miraculously all of a sudden do it. You have to become the change you want to see in others. Who knows? Those annoying coworkers and probably relatives might stop complaining about you too. So that's a little bit of what we want our listeners to think about. This. It's a very interesting piece. Not all of it is completely doable. But think about this: these lessons. It comes from a lot of research by the people at Korn Ferry, who deal with these executives every day. So that's a little bit about what we need to do.
Thank you very much, Sander Flaum, Leader's Edge.
And have a good day.
And you.